Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Respected listeners, next we're going to move to our last portion of our time management in a Muslim's life. So we've been discussing the night, we've been discussing the day. Now we're going to be discussing the last portion of this year, you want the three segments. Like I say, it's just easier if you join the channel, then you can get both. Is there sent already? And today will be the third. So you want it, send us a message, 084-786-3132. +27 is the code, 84786-3132. And we will send you the link for the channel and we'll send you these three once the podcast is done, of course, here. So how to manage time in a Muslim's life. Exceptional points been given. So let's hear the last portion, 10 minutes.
On Mondays and Thursdays, he fasted voluntary, which I try to do once in a while as well. But it's just very important that we don't eat throughout the whole day. I mean, our bodies are not meant to eat breakfast, are eating lunch, snacks in between, dinner, and then snacks in the evening, because your body is constantly processing food. I mean, we have to learn from nature. We have to learn from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if people have existed for millions of years, you know, millions of years. We have evolved, we have learned things. And throughout this whole period, and this tiny part right over here, this is the modern world, you know, where we have fridges, where we can put food in a fridge so that it stays good. Those millions of years before the modern time, we didn't have fridge. We were lucky if we had hunted one chicken or one cow, one beef, you know. So sometimes you even needed to spend days without food. If you look at the life of our Prophet ﷺ, he didn't eat that much food. And there's also this hadith about the proportion of food that we need. 1/3 of our stomach for food, 1/3 for water, and 1/3 for air. So that means don't fill up your body constantly. And that's what we're actually doing. People are obese. I mean, people back in the days were not obese. People right now are not fit, not in a good shape, not in a good health condition. Why? Because we're constantly eating, and not only eating, we're constantly eating unhealthy food, junk food, we're eating before sleep, eating in the morning, things like that. I don't do that. I'm having brunch, which means breakfast and lunch in one brunch. It's not something it's actually a very popular word for people that didn't know brunch. And I'm doing that until here. I'm taking my time to go to the gym, and it can be different. Sometimes I'm going to the gym. Sometimes I'm going for a run. Sometimes I'm going to play soccer with friends or anything like that. I really love sports, you know. So it's just very important that I make my body in motion, in moving. Because I'm having a job where I need to do things online. We're into marketing, software, and building all of those things. So most part of the day, I'm sitting still. I'm working behind the screen. So for me, it's really important that I'm also having a part of my day where my body is in movement, where I can go outside, where I can play sports. Anything like that, because it's very important to stay in a healthy, good condition, you know? So I'm taking time for sport, about 1 hour, maybe 1.5, and then I'm having brunch. I'm making sure that I'm going to eat some healthy food. And what I'm currently doing already for a couple of months is OMAD, which is one meal a day. So I'm just eating one meal a day. It's a bigger meal than what people are normally lunching. I'm eating like half a kilo of beef or chicken combined with one whole avocado, some extra vegetables or things like that, 5 to 6 eggs. So that I'm making sure that after sports, I'm filling up my body with proteins, with vitamins and all of the necessaries for the day. And it's not completely that I'm doing OMAD, because sometimes after Asr, I'm having some fruit, some nuts, some dates throughout the day. And I mean, I'm a human as well. Sometimes I want snacks as well. But actually, let me check. Somewhere, yeah, here. The best snack that you can have is dates. Like our Prophet ﷺ did that as well. These are containing a lot of healthy things. This is coming straight out of nature. If you're eating chocolate and all of those things throughout the day, then it's really bad for your body, you know? And what I must realize as well, as a CEO, you're responsible for not only your company, for your money, for taking care of your family and take care of your team, but it's the most important thing that you take care of yourself. If I'm not taking care of myself, then How can I do this throughout the day? How can I have energy? How can I make sure that I'm fit? If I'm not fit, then I cannot do all of those things. I cannot be responsible for my own company. If I'm not sleeping well, if I'm not prioritizing my deen, if I'm not eating healthy, then I would constantly have brain fog. I would not be sharp. I would not really be able to make sure that that I'd be productive and that I get the right results, you know? So what I do is called OMAD, but sometimes I'm eating some snacks over here. And when I'm really fasting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the OMAD, the meal, is right over here. So sometimes when I'm voluntary fasting, the OMAD, so the one meal a day, is after Maghrib, after I break my fast. So the schedule is also very easy to adapt if you're fasting. Even in Ramadan, this is a very amazing schedule to use, you know? So after a quick break, I did a shower after sporting, I switched my clothes, I freshed up, I've eaten, I'm fit, I went outside, maybe even after going to the gym, I'm going for a quick walk. I'm completely fresh. It feels like a whole new day is about to start after that. So then at 3 and Asr is at 4, I'm having time. I'm having a lot of time between Maghrib and Asr. And this can be completely different depending on my day. But the afternoon can consist of some light work. By the way, really sorry for my bad handwriting because, I don't have any excuses. I'm sorry. So it can be light work. It can be meetings. It can be brainstorming about new ideas. But it can also be time for some fun. Damn, my handwriting is so bad. But it can also be time for some fun. I mean, how can you even write well when you're sitting like this? I should buy a gram having more space. Okay, but it can also be for fun activities. Time with family or something like that. Sometimes I'm even taking time to have meetings outside. Actually, my day is open. It really depends on my day. So I can take time for some light work. Sometimes I'm having meetings, brainstorming. But also I have a lot of time for fun activities or take time for family or things like that. And the reason that I can do that is because of this morning. Because I prioritize all of the important things. Actually, it doesn't really matter what I do after that. Do you see how I prioritize all of the things throughout the day? So first, I look at the prayer times. Then I look at my sleep for my energy. Then I look at how to implement time for my religion, for going to the masjid, reading Quran, all of those things. Then I try to finish the most important things that I have to do for my work first, which I do with deep work. Then sometimes I'm having meetings. Then I prioritize my health with sports. I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to the gym. And then throughout the whole day, even before Asr, until Isha, I have all the time to just have fun. Because sometimes people are thinking, as a CEO, as an entrepreneur, you cannot have fun anymore. It's so busy. And yes, it is very busy. I have a lot of responsibilities. And sometimes throughout the day, I have to work from Asr until Maghrib. Sometimes I have to do that. Sometimes even after Maghrib in the evening, I'm still working. It really happens. But even right now, for example, it is just a little bit after Asr. And I'm currently recording a video. It doesn't really matter what I do. I just do the things that are important. Sometimes it's taking time for family and things like that. After Maghrib, what I do is I take time for things like family or time for reading or other activities. But it's also very important that I must make sure that the 3-to-1 rule is about to start somewhere over here. And the biggest mistake that a lot of people are making, and I made it myself as well a bunch of times, is that this is going well. I'm having an amazing day. Everything is going well. Business is running. I did all of the things that I have to do. And then Maghrib is there. And then after that, I forget that actually the day is starting then again. You know? So I'm still on social media or something like that. I'm still taking time with family. And that is getting late and late and late. But you must remember that if you are right over here, not taking time for a good routine, then the days after that will also not be right. Now, let me see. Did I forget anything? There's one thing over here. Before Isha, I plan my whole day. So I plan all of this, what is about to happen for the next day, is I schedule it. Everything. I schedule also my light work or my fun activities or things like that. Because I need to wake up with purpose. Let me actually write that. Purpose. The most important thing is that you have purpose in life. How can you work on a plan? How can you level up every single day if you don't have a plan? A normal day starts with a plan, good sleep, prioritizing your deen, and then you have it. The most productive routine that I have ever seen. And this is not something that I just did out of nowhere. This is after a couple of years of optimizing. After I referred it to Islam, I needed to flip the whole schedule as well. But this is just by testing and feeling and looking and optimizing about what works best for me. And it's not. This doesn't mean that you have to do the exact same thing. I mean, if you're still going to school or if you have a 9-to-5 job, it might be very hard to do it like this. Then I suggest you become an entrepreneur. It's much easier to schedule your own time. But also, maybe you have an own business and where you cannot align it with this. Maybe you cannot go to the gym in the middle of the day. Maybe you need to do it in the morning or in the afternoon or in the evening. I just shared this video to give you a little bit more of an insight in my days, how I do it. And I think it can be very valuable for you as well. Try to learn, try to be adaptive. And also when you're just starting out, really important, I'm taking sometimes 7 hours of deep work. So I'm really working hard between Fajr and Dhuhr. But if you're just starting out, it's really hard to concentrate. This is something you really have to train. So try to implement some of these things step by step if you're just starting out. But the goal should be that you do as much as you can in your day while still taking time for your prayers and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go to the masjid and also for your family, fun activities. If I'm on vacation, I can do this because I'm still taking time with family. If I'm in a busy period, I can do this because I can dedicate my time more for work even after asr and stuff. It doesn't really matter. This is it. This is it. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So I hope this video is insightful for you. If you want to learn more, click in the first link here down below because I've got something amazing for you, how you can learn these things as well, how can you can build your own business, set it up in a halal way, 100% halal way. And then I'll speak to you next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.